talking on a panel about any subject raises awareness and gets people thinking about it. So to have a panel specifically about women's sport makes people sit and think, women's sport, what do I know about it? How much do I watch? What do I feel about it? What are the commercial realities? And it gives us a chance to talk to a very knowledgeable and engaged audience. And I've been surprised how many people have come up to me afterwards and said how interested they are in the whole area of women's sport. It's obviously got huge potential. It's a question just of how to make that materialise in terms of money into and audience watching women's sport.
Has there been a significant boost in people wanting to get involved from either a commercial or a participation side of things since the Olympics?
I don't know. I honestly don't know whether... I haven't seen any facts to that effect. I think we're all conscious of the legacy word in terms of, you know, have the Olympic Games inspired people? And my feeling is that, yes, it has, and people are more conscious about thinking about the possibility of ensuring that we can go on winning medals in those women's sports that we did win medals in. And also there's a greater sort of social story around health and well-being, women playing more sport, not losing women from the school system, and whether they go on and participate in women's sports. So I thought today's panel was very much from one spectre to another. One side of the discussion was all about commercialism and how we market women's sport better. And that there's obviously room to do more there. And the other side of the spectrum, if you like, was how many people are playing sport, how many women are participating in sport, and can we use perhaps the Olympic legacy to drive that, or the health and well-being agenda to drive that? I think the answer definitely to that is yes. It's a question of how and how effectively.